Well, this is some sports dirt, too. The Big 12 Conference has handed out fines to two of its member schools after another flying tortilla incident at Texas Tech. Now, this is, I've heard about this before. The Red Raiders hosted Kansas back on October the 11th, and as is tradition, Texas Tech fans bring tortillas with them. Mm-hmm. No one is sure when it started. They're thinking maybe the late 1980s or perhaps 1992, because an announcer, and I don't know who it was, but someone on ESPN said, because Texas Tech is in
Lubbock.
Mm-hmm. And I think they said there's nothing else in Lubbock but Texas Tech and tortillas. So the fans took it upon themselves by that point to bring tortillas with them to the game, and at opening kickoff would fling them like frisbees.
Maybe two things in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay, I like that.
Texas, football
and tortillas. That's a good community. Hey, it could be worse, okay?
I'd live there.
I know you would.
Football, tortillas, I don't need anything else.
That's right. I'm with you.
You can wrap anything in a tortilla.
I think you can.
Well, we've learned that.
Yes.
I've learned that, I think I read that they initially would fling the lids to soda cups, so the concession stopped putting them on.
Oh, yeah. So then they
you don't get lids. So then they started bringing in tortillas.
Their own tortillas.
And then they started flinging their tortillas. Now, they would do it initially during opening kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became each successive Texas Tech kickoff, they'd fling the tortillas. So this year, before the start of the college football season, the Big 12 athletic directors all got together and said, we need to put a stop to this tortilla throwing in Texas Tech.
Yeah, we can't have that. I love a college football tradition, but that's just dangerous.
So what they have to...
Someone could slip on a tortilla.
With cleats?
Injure an ankle. Yes, it can happen. Or an athletic trainer. Someone could...
Okay, perhaps.
A coach.
A rainy day, snowy day. We don't know.
You slip on a tortilla.
I wanted to fight you, but believe it or not, I have slipped on a tortilla.
Well, I figured as much.
No, you couldn't have. No. Possibly. That's not a phrase anyone's ever uttered.
I have. I've slipped on a tortilla.
At your home?
Yeah, many years ago, I was making some tacos, and I thought one fell, but I wasn't sure. I didn't see it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I turned in my kitchen, started to walk, and nearly went down thanks to the tortilla I stepped on.
Man, brutal. Didn't B.B. Shea and I, wasn't there some stupid thing where you slapped each other with tortillas?
Yeah, there's still video of that.
Yeah. That's right.
What an embarrassing chapter here to slap each other with
desperate tortillas. Desperate to go viral.
Yes.
Yeah, you really were then, too.
I would not do that again. I just, you know, at this age, I'm like, I'm not slapping. I'm not being
always
slapping.
Dignity. Yes. Always.
Always. When I was laying there collecting my dog's urine next to him in a shady spot yesterday, I said, dignity, please.
Dignity. Yeah, I'll be, because after 40, you really have to start thinking about what's going to be in the funeral montage.
Yeah. And certainly 50. Once you hit 50, it's like, am I doing this?
I hope they don't put the tortilla slapping video on.
I've been in pantyhose. I've been, you know, shirtless at the wrestling match with duct tape all over me.
Oh,
I've
been in the cheerleader uniform.
I've been in pudding. I've been in slaw. I've been in a dunk tank. And it's like, at some point, you just say, dignity. There's got to be some dignity here. I'm 50 now. We just can't. I cannot do this anymore. Yeah. You know? Anyhow, I do that when you said tortilla and you slipped on a tortilla, which is also, you didn't have to bring that forward. I'm proud of you.
No, he owns up.
Yep. Well, when you said slipped on a tortilla, it came rushing back.
You own up. You own it.
Yeah,
you
do it. Right.
Well, because I wanted to argue, because I was like, no one's going to, you know, get hit and be hurt by a tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
When you said slipped, I was like, I'm okay. I'm with them now.
It does happen. So anyway, they get together.
The new rules are apparently for Texas Tech and the tortillas is that you get two warnings.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the home team whoever throws the tortillas is assessed a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, my.
So the coaches, and apparently... Texas Tech blew out Kansas. It was like 42-17.
Right.
A lot of kickoffs.
Yeah.
So the tortillas just kept flying and flying, and the coaches were pleading with the fans.
Attention, Red Raider fans, please stop throwing tortillas on the field.
It's costing too much.
It cost them two. So they got two warnings, two 15-yard penalties. So there were four incidents total before the fans said, all right, enough of the tortillas.
But they won so easily. I mean, just, who cares if you get a 15-yard penalty?
So they were assessed a $25,000 fine by the conference. Kansas was too, which I thought was interesting because their coach claimed after the game that someone had thrown a pocket knife amongst all the flying tortillas that had almost hit one of his coaching staff. And the league said, what you've done there is, I got to get this right. that said your comments are inaccurate and they questioned the integrity and professionalism of the conference. There was never any danger from a knife.
Oh, it wasn't true.
So Kansas got fined $25,000.
Because he said that.
Yeah.
Wow. And they proved it wasn't true, that there wasn't a knife that came onto the field.
That's, I guess,
interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, but like at hockey games, what's the team that throws the octopus on the ice? It's the Red Wings.
Red Wings, Detroit.
And I remember one year the Florida Panthers went to the Stanley Cup Finals. And
their thing is a rat.
The rat. Well, it was in the late 90s when that was born, because one of the players, there was a rat in the locker room, and he nailed it with his stick and killed it. And the story got out, so everybody started bringing rats. And
they're plastic rats, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1,000 plastic rats go onto the field, or to the ice when they score a goal. Their first goal, they would throw rats all down onto the ice. I remember when they were playing Colorado in the finals that year, the Stanley Cup Finals, and it looked like they had scored. They hadn't, and all these rats came out. They had to clean it up.